Why on earth does the United States want Greenland? I mean, Greenland is cold, mostly ice, very few people, population is around 55 to 57,000, and it already belongs to Denmark, which is a NATO ally. So why is Trump talking about it again and again? And more importantly, why now he's taking Greenland's name a lot? On a normal flat world map, Russia and America looks very far away from each other. But the Earth is not flat, it's a globe. And on the globe, the shortest path between Russia and US goes near to the North Pole. This shortest path is called a Great Circle Route. That is why many planes flying between America, Europe and Asia go near Greenland. And missiles, they also follow the same curved path. They go up into near space, then come down in a big arc, usually over the Arctic region. And Greenland sits right in the middle of this highway in the sky. So if Russia ever fires missiles at America, Greenland is one of the first places that can see them. That gives America extra minute to react. And in a nuclear war, a few minutes can mean the difference between survival and extinction. Now you might think, if Greenland is so important, the US must already have a huge military presence there, right? Well, no. In fact, the US has been reducing its presence there for decades. Over time, America voluntarily closed more than 30 military sites in Greenland. Let me give you some examples. Old World War II airfields called Blue Bases closed by the 1950s. Sondrestrom Air Base closed in 1992, now just a civilian airport. Then DYE radar stations have been shut down by 1990. Then there's Camp Century, an underground base under ice, which was abandoned in 1967 because the ice started moving. Even today, the famous Thule base called Pituffik has fewer troops than before. Even then, as you can see, America does not need to occupy Greenland for safety because they already have access through NATO alliance. They can build as many bases as they wish. So then, what's the problem? Two things have changed. First, the ice is melting. Because of climate change, the Arctic ice is slowly melting. And this is opening up new oil and gas areas, new shipping routes, and most importantly, new sea pathways. Routes that were blocked for thousands of years are now becoming usable. This gives Russia, China and Northern Europe big advantages. And Greenland is sitting right in the middle of all this future maritime traffic. The second thing is resources. Under Greenland's ice are rare earth minerals, metals, strategic materials needed for chips, batteries and weapons. And as the ice melts, they become easier to reach and much more valuable. So Greenland is no longer just ice, it is a future treasure chest and a future control point of Arctic trade. But here's the weird part. The US doesn't need to own Greenland to get these benefits. Denmark is already an ally. Greenland already allows US bases, so why talking about buying it by hook or crook? The US is also talking about offering Greenlanders $10,000 to $100,000 per person to join America. And this is not new. Multiple US presidents tried to buy Greenland in the past. But today, this move creates a big problem. If America pushes this idea too aggressively, Denmark gets upset and angry. NATO unity starts looking fragile, and the rest of the world starts watching very carefully. Because this looks like a powerful country trying to take land from an ally, and that is a very bad move. You see, it creates distrust inside NATO, fear in Europe, and a message to Russia and China that the West is divided. And then some people even think, maybe this is just a distraction from Epstein files. Or maybe it's just Trump's ego. Or maybe it's classic negotiation tactic. But there is also another important point. Some Greenland politicians are open to trade with China, especially in fishing and mining. But many people in Greenland are careful, suspicious, and prefer Western partners over China. And America doesn't want to risk China gaining influence there. So the real question is not whether Greenland is useful. It clearly is. The real question is it worth destroying alliances over? Is it worth breaking trust inside NATO? And that leads to an even bigger question. Is NATO truly a two-way alliance? Or is it mostly America saying, I will protect you? But very rarely, Europe will be any capable of protecting America. So America is making sure that if things ever go really bad with Russia, it can still stand on its feet, not out of ego, but out of necessity. And Greenland provides that extra minutes to see what's coming, and a few extra minutes to respond if situation demands. So Greenland is not about ice, it's about future resources, future trade routes, future wars, and future power. The Arctic is becoming the new center of the world, and Greenland is its front door. The fight for Greenland is actually a fight for the next 50 years of global control. I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.